Welcome to Watching Bloomington with your host, Barry Lesso. Each week, B97 and Hoosier Country bring you stories about nonprofit agencies helping people in our area. Stay informed, stay involved, and stay tuned.
Welcome to Watching Bloomington. Each week, we have a chance to talk to a different community leader who helps make this a better place to live. And I'm really pleased to have with us this morning our good friend, Stephanie Shelton, who actually has a new role now in our community as development manager for CSC Central Indiana. And we'll hear about what that is in a few minutes. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Denise.
How's it going?
I'm doing great. I'm loving this weather and finally got to the point where I'm not hearing cicadas every time I step outside my door.
Excellent. Yeah, I think the cicadas have kind of running their course here. But Speaking of running their course, we have a big community event coming up in September that's been running for over 20 years. What are we talking about?
Yeah, Hoosiers Outrun Cancer is, I believe, the longest and greatest attendance 5K and walk run race in Indiana. And it's going to be September 25th this year. We are super excited and we are planning on it being in person this year, which is big news.
Yeah, it's huge news. That's how exciting.
Yeah.
So people should start thinking about getting their teams together. And this is a family-friendly event, right?
Absolutely. Family friendly. There's a family 1 mile walk as opposed to the competitive 5K. You can choose which is better suited to your needs and everyone can participate. We get a lot of people who come to this event honoring someone who has battled the fight against cancer, someone who maybe is battling at this time. There's a lot of people out there fighting the good fight, so to speak. And we want to honor all of their efforts and sacrifices that they go through.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so if people want to get more information about Hoosiers Outrun Cancer or want to register a team website?
Yeah. The best way to do that is to go to HoosiersOutrunCancer.org. The registration is open and has been open for maybe almost a month now. We've actually gotten more registrations to this point in time than ever before. So we're super excited. We think that people in the community are super excited to get out and get back to in-person events now. And we hope that you'll, if you are thinking of participating, we hope you'll get on and register early. Go ahead and get your team set up and then let others join your team. It's a great way to come together as a family. We have people who tailgate out there and come together for the program to celebrate those that they're remembering or thinking of.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds wonderful. Now, Hoosiers Outrun Cancer the whole entire time has, you know, been very instrumental in helping raise funds to help support cancer support. And can you talk a little bit more about that and, you know, changes that are happening this year?
Yeah. So this year, we have some very exciting news in regards to the fundraising that Hoosiers Outrun Cancer has made over the past, let's see, this year will be the 22nd year the race has been run. So 22 years of fundraising and honoring people who are fighting the battle against cancer. And today, this year, we were able to have my company, Cancer Support Community, partner with the Bloomington Health Foundation with a grant to launch new cancer support services for people in Bloomington. These services are not the clinical medical treatments like radiation and chemotherapy. These services are more focused on that person's other emotional, mental health needs, their social needs, the need to be among other people and have conversations with. We have support groups, we have massage therapy, we have Reiki, we have other programs that are focused on helping people mentally overcome the battle with cancer and as well as family members and caregivers too. So we have support groups for parents to be able to talk about how do I talk to my kids about the fact that I now have cancer, or kids to talk to other kids whose parents are also going through cancer. We also have support groups for caregivers to talk about challenges they're facing in the care that they're giving and how other people are handling those things, and just all kinds of different programs. And we are looking to grow those programs over the next few years. So Hoosiers Outrun Cancer is going to be a huge factor in how quickly and big those programs are able to grow.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, the different things that you're mentioning are so critical. And, you know, a lot of research supports the idea that that mental and social and psychological pieces are just as important, if not more so, than the medical components. And how has the pandemic impacted people struggling with cancer currently? That's probably been a bit of an issue.
It has. Of course, many people with cancer are very concerned that their immune system has been mm-hmm. impacted by cancer and the cancer treatments that they've gone through. So they might be a little more concerned about going out, being able to interact without wearing masks, things like that. Mm-hmm. So we've definitely seen a lot of virtual services this past year. The one nice thing about that is we were able to serve more people than we've ever, like way more people than we've ever been able to serve before, multiplied by like three, which is a huge deal. I don't think that those virtual services are going to go away, but we just recently did a survey to our participants of our programs, and we saw that 82% were ready to come back to in-person services. So we're looking at how can we do that safely and to give those social activities back to people, because they've really been missing them, the mm-hmm. social aspect of, you know, just being around other people and being able to heal in that way.
Mm-hmm. Now, social isolation, yeah, has definitely been a difficult challenge. And just even in terms of people going and being able to follow appointments and do a lot of their routine care. So
yeah, transportation has been an issue. One thing that Cancer Support Community did in the past year to help our participants out is we were able to get several grants to be able to mm-hmm. offer a patient assistance fund and provide gas cards and Kroger cards for food to those patients who were struggling with financial needs mm-hmm. throughout the pandemic.
So if people, you know, are interested in then, you know, when is this center open yet, or is it opening soon? And how do people get more information about that?
So the best place to go is cancersupportscin.org. That would be our website for the Bloomington branch of services that are launching as of May. We started taking over some of the services that Alcott had been doing. Many people in this area know about Alcott Center and recognize mm-hmm. Alcott as the cancer clinic here mm-hmm. locally. What we're trying to do is partner with IU Health and Alcott Center specifically to be able to give them access to focus on their core mission, which is actually nurse navigation. And that way we can take some of those other things that they had wanted to provide patients that just weren't available, like the massage, the counseling, the group therapy sessions. So we started doing those things in May. We've actually been allowing Bloomington area residents to participate in our virtual program out of Indianapolis back since August. So we've had those things going for a while now, but we're looking forward to starting some in-person things like maybe a cooking class or a garden mm-hmm. club soon. We do a lot of educational topics around cancer mm-hmm. prevention and just general health and wellness. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at starting some of those things here in the near future in this area. I think right now we are getting ready to launch some yoga. It's a gentle stretch yoga for cancer, mm-hmm. people undergoing cancer treatments. And the massage and the Reiki. I don't know if you know what Reiki is, Denise. Mm-hmm. I just learned this myself. Don't. No, actually, it's a gentle touch massage kind of, but it's almost more like a meditation.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So it's you lay on a massage table as if you're getting a massage, but there's no no like pressure like you would see in a regular massage. It's very gentle. So it's not intrusive to your muscles, mm-hmm. but it's very relaxing. They have the relaxing music going. Mm-hmm. In any case, the Reiki and the massage therapy are both available through through us, but at the Alcott Center. We'll be operating out of the Alcott Center until we're able to find a space of our own here in Bloomington, which we are looking for right now. And our goal is to have that in place no later than April 1st of 2022.
That's exciting. So cancer, you mentioned, you know, you're part of a bigger cancer support community organization. So groups been around for a little bit too, haven't they?
Yeah. So we're working with the team from Cancer Support Indy, Cancer Support Community out of Indianapolis. And that team provides resources to the startup here in South Central Indiana in Bloomington. So we have the resources of their administrative team, like HR and accounting, and the CEO supervises this area. Budget-wise, all of the dollars raised here locally by Hoosiers Outrun Cancer stay right here in Bloomington. None of that goes to Indy or anywhere else. So
that's
you can
great.
Rest assured that all of the fundraising here is going to stay here and help people right here in this community. But we are part of a national affiliate of cancer support communities. So that means we have access to those resources as well. We have the most up-to-date training and best practices in the country. So that's wonderful to be able to pass those benefits along to our participants.
And you'd mentioned caregiver support, and I would think that would be something that you get a lot of questions about. And it's quite a concern because people filling that role, that can be quite strenuous and demanding, both physically and emotionally.
Absolutely. I've not been in that role myself yet. Although I've heard some of the stories, and just knowing what some cancer patients go through, the treatments can be so strenuous on your body that you literally can't do anything. You can't even feed yourself. So it's critical to have someone who has the time and the resources to be able to provide that independent care for you until you're able to get back up on your own and do those things. And you have the energy, and it just takes a little while. So depending on how long the treatments last, that can be a very long-term job, or it could potentially be more of a short-term thing.
And you know, it's interesting too, because obviously the pandemic has received the majority of attention in terms of current medical issues, but cancer actually is pretty prevalent, isn't it, in our state? And it's still a really leading cause of serious illness and fatality.
It is. And because of the pandemic, we've seen an increase in people putting off those well checks and those preventative exams. So we're thinking in the industry that we're going to start seeing the mortality rates increase over the next year, just because people have put off having some of those tests done. And it's really sad. We want to, you know, be able to help people get back out there and run those tests and understand how important that really is to get out there and not put those things off. It's been made a huge impact. And I could be wrong here, but the last statistic that I heard was that one out of every two people has cancer at some point in their life. So it's a very high prevalency regardless.
That impacts a lot of folks. So then you mentioned, you know, that all the money from Hoosiers Outrun Cancer will go here to support the center. So does that go to support programming, or talk a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. So the Bloomington Health Foundation has been looking at this issue for a long time in this community. And they, as part of their identity in the separation from the Bloomington Hospital Foundation going to IU Health, they did a community needs assessment, and they identified that cancer supports were significantly needed in this area, and it was a huge gap in services. So they've been working on this idea for quite some time, I believe 5 to 7 years, roughly, give or take. So the solution that they found was to meet with Cancer Support Community in Indy, and through that meeting became a partnership. And they just this past year, at the end of 2020, they announced a grant that they had provided to Cancer Support Community of Indianapolis to, I believe it was $250,000, to start a new affiliate organization of Cancer Support Community in Bloomington, for South Central Indiana. So this organization, the Cancer Support Community of South Central Indiana, will serve more or less the same kind of footprint as the IU Health Hospital. But right now we're really focusing on the central area of Bloomington and Monroe County area until we grow larger. And then we hope to expand out to Lawrence County and Bedford. And I believe it's Morgan County and Martinsville area. And then keep growing from there as is needed. But so how Hoosiers Outrun Cancer fits into that is the startup grant only provided them enough funding to get myself on board as a fundraiser to start a fundraising program, mm-hmm. and Katie Trimmel, our program manager, on board to start launching these programs and managing those over the next year. So Hoosiers Outrun Cancer is going to be critical in the growth and sustainability of these programs and staying active here in Bloomington, Indiana. Hoosiers Outrun Cancer was an event started with the Bloomington Health Foundation, mm-hmm. and they have now licensed that to us, to Cancer Support Community, as a way to provide ongoing funding for mm-hmm. the services and programs. And we're going to take that and run with that.
No pun intended.
And we are going to work on building the amazing event that they started and growing it as we can. And hopefully people can understand how that event and the fundraising, it's really a celebration of life and memory of those that are no longer with us, but also understanding how that event can really make mm-hmm. a difference and an impact to people who are battling today and their mm-hmm. families, and how we can provide resources to them mm-hmm. right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting, you know, you mentioned too, I remember actually participating in some of those focus groups when they were held, and it was very interesting to hear because, you know, of course, breast cancer at that point, you know, received the majority of attention locally, and certainly is a critical issue and one that affects a lot of women and men actually too. But it was interesting during the focus groups because people talked about the fact that they really wanted to see support services for all the other types of cancers that impact people. So I think it's exciting that you're looking at a much broader spectrum of cancer and cancer services and the information piece, especially. I think people felt that there really weren't a lot of good, current, reliable, easily digestible information sources about all the different varieties of cancer and treatments and how it would impact you on your daily life.
Absolutely. That was a big topic that we've talked about already, is the fact that breast cancer resources have been more available in this area mm-hmm. than other types of cancer resources. Mm-hmm. So that's something we're focusing on, is expanding the mm-hmm. services to really meet the needs of some mm-hmm. of those other cancers patients mm-hmm. that just there hasn't been anything for mm-hmm. lately. And eventually, when we do get our own space, we hope even to have what we are calling a boutique, which would mm-hmm. be a place where people can go in to get fitted for wigs or prosthetics, mm-hmm. Things that they might need. And another positive thing to note about the resources and the services that Cancer Support Community provides is that they're all 100% free to the patients, the caregivers, their mm-hmm. family members. Nobody pays a dime for anything that we do for them. And that's why the fundraising is really just so mm-hmm. critical. I'm sure everyone can relate to how expensive medical treatments can mm-hmm. be, and even those with resources, yeah. you know, it's mm-hmm. still going to be a welcome relief to be able to mm-hmm. have these kinds of essential healthcare services available mm-hmm. without adding any financial burden to the patient at one of the most stressful times mm-hmm. in their life.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. And especially, you know, if you're undergoing something like that, you don't have the funds to do some of these quote unquote extras that you're talking about in terms of support or these kind of recreational or therapy classes that actually are pretty essential to the healing process.
Yeah. They absolutely are essential, and they've sadly been given a name as non-essential at times, but they really truly are essential. But it really, I think, in my opinion, this is just me talking here, but mm-hmm. I think it kind of goes back to the mental health issue at large in this country, where it's mm-hmm. just been sort of ignored or put on the back burner for so long. And it really, we focus on that area as well as other social, you know, we want to make sure that nobody ever has to face cancer alone, right? Mm-hmm. So we have just social activities where people can come and meet other people who may have similar stories and talk mm-hmm. to them, share, have shared experiences, and hopefully laugh and maybe cry together and just, you know, share those things. And it can be a way to let go of some of that pain that you've been feeling.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Well, congratulations on this initiative. This sounds really wonderful. And again, if you could remind people again, if they want to register and get involved in Hoosiers Outrun Cancer, they should go to the website, which is
HoosiersOutrunCancer.org.
Awesome. Yeah. And so race is coming up September 25th. Make sure you get registered. And if people are interested in, you know, maybe the race and walk, you know, may not totally be their thing. If they want to donate directly to your Cancer Support Community Central Indiana program, is that something that should they reach out to you, or what would you recommend for that?
Yeah, I'd be happy to talk to anyone who is interested in getting involved in different ways. My email address is Stephanie@cancersupportscin.org. The SCIN is for South Central Indiana. And I'd also encourage people, if they just want to make a donation, they can go to the HoosiersOutrunCancer.org website. There is a donation button on there if you don't want to participate, but you just want to support this amazing cause and bring, you know, these services to Bloomington and Indiana, South Central Indiana. Just go to the website and go ahead and make a donation through the donate button. But if you are looking to get more involved, we will be needing volunteers. We will also be working to build programs through an advisory committee. We have a group of people who are, you know, doctors, oncologists, cancer patients, who are working together to decide what services are actually needed right now. Mm-hmm. So if you'd like to join that committee, you can reach out to me and I can point you in the right direction as well. Again, my email is Stephanie@cancersupportscin.org.
Wonderful. Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for being with us this morning, for sharing this exciting news and having a fun event to look forward to that also will help a really worthy cause.
Oh, you're quite welcome. I'm so happy to be here.
Great. Well, this has been another edition of Watching Bloomington, and we'll see you again next week.
You've been listening to Watching Bloomington with Barry Lesso, brought to you by Carl Lamb, attorney at law. For 37 years, Carl Lamb has been a premier attorney in South Central Indiana, helping his clients through extremely difficult times, drawing on his experience, reputation, and responsiveness. For a free initial consultation, call Carl Lamb today at 812-332-1420. Want more? Listen to full episodes on our website at whcc105.com and wbwb.com.